to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Supplication on Thursdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who has taken away the shadowy night by His power and brought the sight-giving day through His mercy. He has clothed me in its brightness and given me its favor. O Allah, just as Thou hast spared me for this day, so also spare me for its likes. Bless the Prophet Muhammad and his household, and torment me not in it and in other nights and days by allowing me to commit unlawful acts and to clothe myself in sins. Provide me with its good, the good of all within it, and the good of everything after it, and turn away from me its evil, the evil of all within it, and the evil of everything after it. O Allah, by the protective compact of Islam, I seek mediation with Thee, and by the inviolability of the Quran, I rely upon Thee. By Muhammad, the Chosen, Allah bless him and his household, I seek intercession with Thee, so recognize my protective compact, by which I hope my need will be granted. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, decree for me on Thursday 5 things, which none embraces but Thy generosity, and none supports but Thy favors. Health through which I may have the strength to obey Thee. Worship by which I may deserve Thy plentiful reward. Plenty in my state through lawful provision. And that Thou makest me secure in the places of fear through Thy security. And placest me in Thy fortress against the striking of worries and sorrows. Bless Muhammad and his household. And make my seeking his mediation as an intercessor give profit on the day of resurrection. Surely, Thou art the most merciful of the merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of the Almighty Allah, dear brothers, dear sisters, Salamun Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. And for today, we're going to speak about paradise in the view of Islam. So I invite you to be with us. Salamu Alaikum. Today, Wednesday, is the 14th of Rabiul Thani, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 18th of Aban, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 9th of November, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's listen to chapter Al-Waqi'a, verses 15 to 18, and then some points about it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Ala sururin mawdunah.
On thrones woven with ornament.
Muttaki'ina 'alayha mutaqabilin.
Reclining on them, facing each other.
يَطُوفُ عَلَيْهِمْ وِلْدَانٌ مُخَلَّدُونَ
There will circulate among them young boys made eternal.
بِأَكْوَابٍ وَأَبَارِيقَ وَكَأْسٍ مِّن مَّعِينٍ
With vessels, pitchers, and a cup of wine from a flowing spring.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The blessed verses treat of the material and immaterial blessings granted to those nearest to divine throne on the day of resurrection. Such blessings are innumerable. They are depicted in the blessed verses in questions such that man with his limited intellectual capacities be able to comprehend them. The blessed verses are saying that thrones shall be prepared for those nearest to divine throne. Thrones adorned with different jewels like rubies, diamonds, and emeralds. The people of paradise shall recline upon those couches and thrones, while they shall be face to face enjoying each other's society without being bored of loneliness. It might be a reference to numerous thrones laid together, thus according further glory to their majesty mansions.
Life is not the same. When I'm too concerned by what they say, why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst to stay. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. Guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in life, a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life, but you.
Now paradise in the view of this religion, Islam. It is beyond the capacity of the people of this world to have a comprehension of the bliss of paradise. Only a brief belief in its existence is sufficient, and one should not go into details as to where it is or how it is. It can be compared to a child in a mother's womb who is not aware of the outside world. Paradise is a place free of emptiness and sorrow. Handicap, ailment, and aging do not exist there. It is no place for boredom and uneasiness. There is absolute peace and contentment. Hence, it is also referred to as Dar es Salaam, the abode of peace.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRB English Radio. Assalamu alaikum and welcome. This is your host, Ali, and we are with you with another topic. Today, inshallah, we are going to talk about heaven and the abiders of heaven, al-Jannah. So this heaven that we are talking about is a corporeal entity or spiritual one, is something which, as I said earlier, is under dispute and is quite controversial topic. Some hadiths and narrations have pointed out that the heaven is created before the occurrence of the resurrection. It has been known as a Shia belief. There is a hadith, a narration from Imam Radha alayhi salam, according to which the heaven is created in the sense that it has an external existence, and that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam saw the real heaven in his Mi'raj. Thus, if someone rejects that the heaven is created, they will thereby deny the prophets. Some hadith have emphasized that for every person there is a specific predetermined place in the heaven as well as in the hell. A person's action gradually build up that place in the heaven or in the hell during time. Such hadith and narrations have been appealed to for the existence of the heaven and the hell right now. So these hadiths show that the heaven and hell are now available, and they do exist now. Al-Quran and narrations from the infallibles emphasize that the heaven and in general the afterlife are corporeal or physical. Thus, there is no difference between this mundane world and the afterlife with respect to the being physical. They are different in other aspects.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
Among the pleasures of paradise, there is nothing like it. The delights of paradise surpass the imagination and defy description. They are like nothing known to the people of this world. No matter how advanced we may become, what we achieve is as nothing in comparison with the joys of the hereafter. As it mentioned in several reports, there is nothing like paradise. It is sparkling light, aromatic plants, a lofty palace, a flowing river, and abundant clothing in an eternal abode of radiant joy, in beautiful, soundly constructed high houses. Allah said in chapter 76, verse 20, "And when you look there in paradise, you will see a delight that cannot be imagined and a great dominion." What Allah has kept hidden from us, the delights of paradise, is beyond our ability to comprehend.
Allah,
Now, how to achieve this place? Pray, feed the poor, mind your speech, and remember the day of judgment. This is another lesson. When you read the dialects of people of Jannah and people of hell, you can learn from their mistakes now by listening to their words. When the people of Jannah ask the people of hell, "Why did you enter the fire?" the first thing they will say is, "We didn't pray." Do you see the importance of prayer? Apart from your connection to Allah in prayer, mind your connection with the Ummah and make it your duty to look after the poor and needy. Actively look out for those who need help or guidance and give your wealth and time to helping out those in need local and further away. Finally, always remind yourself of the Day of Judgment to keep all your actions in check. And most importantly, repent when you go wrong. Inshallah.
The hadith of Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam says, إِذَا أَرَادَ الْمُؤْمِنُ فِي الْجَنَّةِ He's speaking about al-Jannah. Listen carefully. He says, إِذَا أَرَادَ الْمُؤْمِنُ شَيْئًا If you want something, إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ أَنْ يَقُولُ سبحانك اللهم. If you crave something in the Jannah, all you have to do is say سبحان الله. Glory be to Allah. فتبادرت إليه الخدم بما يشتهيه من دون أن يطلب ذلك. You don't even have to ask for what you want. All you do is think about it. I'm thinking about, for example, a Lamborghini that flies. Can I have it? Yes, think about it and say subhanallah. Allah will summon, He will order those servants, they will run. They won't hesitate. As soon as you want it, you will have it. You will see it in front of you. Just say subhanallah. This is the first law of Jannah, that the beauties of Jannah are whatever you desire, whatever you wish. Just say subhanallah and you will see it in front of you. This is the first law of the beauties and the ni'am of Jannah. The second law that the Quran tells us about the ni'am of Jannah, Allah says about al-Jannah, لَهُمْ دَارُ السَّلَامِ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ That in al-Jannah, we will find peace. It is called the place of peace. There is a city in the world called Dar al-Salam. It is not Dar al-Salam. The true Dar al-Salam, you will find in al-Jannah. The Jannah, Allah Azza wa Jal describes it as being Darus Salam, the place of complete, absolute peace.
I was so far from you, yet to me you were always so close. I wandered lost in the dark. I closed my eyes to all the signs you put in my way. I walked every day.
Dear friends, dear believers, we hope you've made the most use of today's program. Please send your comments and suggestions at parstoday.com/en. Please do keep us in your prayer. Fi amanillah.
Food for thought.
Salam everybody, and how about pondering on a wonderful maxim from the Prophet's infallible heir, Imam Hassan Askari, the 11th Imam, peace upon him. The worst of people is he who has two faces and two tongues, praises his brother in front of him, and eats his flesh in his absence.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we would like to recite for our esteemed listeners a beautiful hadith and tradition which has been narrated from the sixth Imam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. This hadith is about describing Allah with attributes that do not belong to Him, that He does not have. And to be more specific, this is actually one of the conditions or alludes to a condition for the acceptance of supplication and dua. As you know, dua is one of the pillars of Islam. It's very important. But a lot of times our prayers are not answered, and we think, I prayed to Allah, how come my prayers weren't answered? Right, so this indicates that, prayers have certain conditions, certain necessary conditions that should be fulfilled in order for them to be answered. Fortunately, these conditions have been mentioned and alluded to in the hadith, and some of them in the Quran as well. One of the conditions is that when we pray to God, right, we shouldn't, in the midst of our prayer, in during our prayer, our supplication, we shouldn't describe God in such a way that is wrong, is incorrect. Like, for example, describing God or alluding to Him as a physical being, right? Or imagining Him as a physical being when praying to Him, right? This is something incorrect, and it kind of cancels out our supplication. It leads to it not being fulfilled. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, a man came to the commander of the faithful and said, "Verily, I have supplicated to Allah, but I have not received an answer." The Imam alayhi salam said, "You have described Allah in a manner that He is not worthy of being described. For verily, supplication has four stages: sincerity of the heart, making the intention, having true knowledge of the means, and being fair regarding the request." "So did you supplicate knowing these four conditions?" the Imam says. He says, the person said, "No." Then the Imam said, "Then know them now." Right? So in effect, right, this person who came to the Imam, Imam Ali alayhi salam, according to this tradition from Imam Sadiq, you know, he said that I prayed to God, but my prayer wasn't answered. And the Imam said that by saying this, right, you have, in effect, described Allah, you have ascribed to Allah certain attributes that He does not have. You're saying, in effect, you're saying that God heard me, but He didn't answer me, right? All, you know, He's unjust, right? He's unjust. You know, I fulfilled all the conditions of, you know, my prayer, and I still wasn't answered, right? This is an incorrect notion regarding God. And it was in the back of your mind, obviously, when you were praying to Him, it just led to your prayer not being accepted. Then the Imam alluded to the stages of supplication that should be passed. First of all, you should have ikhlas and sincerity in your heart. You should have a good intention. You should have true knowledge of the means to acquire what you are requesting. And you should be fair in the request. This person didn't fulfill these conditions, right? He didn't even know them. And, you know, he assumed his prayer wasn't answered. Thus, in effect, he's, you know, ascribing injustice to God, or, you know, that something which is unbecoming of Him. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at describing Allah with attributes that do not belong to Him from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم, respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners, and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Here we have again, alhamdulillah, some of the students of Sevier International School with us in this session. And before we start the class, let me say hello to each of them. Salam, Hussein Ruhullah, and how are you?
Salam alaikum, sir.
Salam, salam.
I'm fine, how are you?
Oh, thank you. Alhamdulillah, I'm good. Welcome. And Hassan Nasrullah, how are you doing?
Salam alaikum, sir.
Salaamu alaikum.
I'm fine, sir.
Okay.
How are you?
That's great. Thank you so much. Welcome. So, respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners, we really recommend you stay with us till the end of the session. Inshallah, you will benefit, and we all will benefit from the verses of the Quran Kareem. So, today, inshallah, Hassan, Hussein, respected listeners, We'll be inshallah working on ayah 55 of Surah Al-Baqarah, which is an important thing, okay? We're going to inshallah mention here. We'll answer an important question. So, ayah 55, we want inshallah to listen to this ayah once. Ready, brothers?
Yes.
Okay, let's listen to this ayah once. Thank you so much. Thank you. So, Hassan, Hussein, make sure you listen and repeat after me, okay? I will be, inshallah, listening. And brothers and sisters who are listening to us, make sure you have your Quran and practice with us. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
وَإِذْ قُلْتُمْ يَا مُوسَى لَنْ نُؤْمِنَ لَكَ حَتَّى نَرَى اللَّهَ جَهْرَةً
وَإِذْ قُلْتُمْ يَا مُوسَى لَنْ نُؤْمِنَ لَكَ حَتَّى نَرَى اللَّهَ جَهْرَةً
أحسنت فأخذتكم الصاعقة وأنتم تنظرون
فأخذتكم الصاعقة وأنتم تنظرون
أحسنتم. Thank you so much. That was great. In this ayah, Prophet Musa alayhi salam and his nation again. So, look, when Allah Almighty brings and says the stories of other prophets and their nations, okay? So they are going to remind us of something. They are teaching us, actually, okay? It's not just a story, okay? There are thousands, millions of lessons, okay, in the stories. So we have to be so much curious, okay, to get the points and apply them, inshallah, in our lives. Now, you know that it's a little bit difficult for those who still do not have a strong belief in the existence of Allah Almighty. Yeah, they might ask that, well, we can't see Allah Almighty, so it's better not to believe in Him. Oh, do you, Hussein, do you see the microphone?
Yes.
Yeah, you see, you believe in it, yes? You believe that it exists. Does it exist or no?
Yes.
Yeah, you see your brother. Hassan, do you see Hussein?
Yes.
You believe in him, that he exists?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you believe in me that I exist?
Yes.
Okay. We see each other. Simple as that. So if we see something, we believe in it. We accept it. But if we don't see something, no, we don't believe it. Huh? Is seeing believing?
No.
Huh? That was the question, okay, that the nation of Prophet Musa alayhi salam, okay, unfortunately, they asked. Okay, they asked the Prophet, okay, that, oh Musa, wa idh qultum ya Musa, when Allah Almighty says the Bani Israel, wa idh qultum ya Musa, when you told your prophet, oh Musa, okay, lan nu'mina laka, we do not believe in you that you are a prophet of God and there is a God, okay, hatta narallaha jahra, until we see Allah visibly by our eyes. Look at them, they are worshipping Kaf. They are worshipping idols and they can see their God. What is wrong with us? We have a God but that we never see Him. So we don't want such a God. Huh? They said, okay? They said, oh Musa, we want to see your God. If we do not see your God visibly with our eyes, we do not accept you. Okay? Then, فَأَخَذَتْكُمُ الصَّاعِقَ. Then, thereupon, a thunderbolt seized you as you looked on. Some of the people of Prophet Musa, we said, okay, in the previous session, that they went with Prophet to the mountain of Tur, yes? So when the mountain of Tur, so like Allah Almighty was talking to Prophet Musa alayhi salam, then these people, okay, asked Prophet Musa that we will not believe in you and your God, okay, until we see the God visibly, then a thunderbolt seized them, hit them, because they were so much kind of disbelieving. It was so much clear for them. They have done this a lot of times, yes? And yes, they disbelieved a lot of times. So now, we will answer this question, that is seeing believing, with one question. Hassan, do you love your mom?
Yes.
Okay. Can you show me love? How love looks like? Does it have a shape?
No.
No. Hussein, do you have mind? Of course you do. Sorry for this question. But do you see your mind, how it looks like?
Oh.
If you tell me this, it's brain. It's a piece of meat or something. But it's not mind. So we can't see mind. But it doesn't mean it doesn't mean that it does not exist. Does love exist?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Does hatred exist?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Does mind exist?
Yes.
Does wisdom exist? Of course they exist. Doesn't mean that they must have a shape so that should be kind of visible for us. Okay. So Allah Almighty, we can feel Him. If we cannot see Him, we can see His creatures. We can see His effects in the world.
Yes.
Right? So I hope inshallah you've learned something, and make sure you refer to that Tafasir book. Again, I'm saying this.
Let's recite the Quran.
بِسْمِ رَبِّكَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ.
Now, وَإِذْ قُلْتُمْ يَا مُوسَى. Let's go for the practical tajweed rules here, okay? Hussein, the first important rule is the pronunciation of the letter
ذَال.
ذَال. Make sure you say it, okay? وَإِذْ. And I told you one day that if the word إِذْ comes with a vowel, and mostly it says that there is something hidden, okay? وَإِذْ قُلْتُمْ. It says that remind yourself of the time, right? I told you one day, I think. Yeah. وَإِذْ نَجَّيْنَاكُمْ وَإِذْ فَرَقْنَا وَإِذْ وَعَدْنَا وَإِذْ آتَيْنَا. In those verses, I told you this. So, وَإِذْ, it means, remind of yourself of the time, okay, that you told to Prophet Musa a.s. So, قَفْ قُلْتُمْ يَا مُوسَى. That baby alif again we have here in this ayah as well. يَا مُوسَى. So make sure you prolong a longer sound, okay? يَا مُوسَى. So three long vowel sounds. يَا مُوسَى. If you say يَا مُوسَى, it's wrong. Because long vowels are pronounced as short vowels. This is wrong, okay? يَا مُوسَى. All right? لن نؤمن. حسن, نون ساكين. Do you see that? لن.
Yes.
And then the next word starts with
نون.
نون ساكين plus نون. What rule is applied?
إدغام.
إدغام. You merge them, right? Hussein?
Yes.
We had four rules. Hide, merge, change, no rule. Which one?
Merge.
We merge them together. لن. And make sure, because it's noon sakin and from Yarmulun letters, of course we do idgham, but we have to apply the rule idgham with ghunna, with a nasal sound. لن نؤمن. Hassan, read it. لن نؤمن. Read together, all of you.
لن نؤمن.
Ahsan. حتى نرى الله. Okay. The letter Ra. Nara.
Yes. Nara.
It's a heavily pronounced, it is. Yes?
Yes.
Yes.
And the next word is
Allah.
Do you see after Ra we have a Ya?
Yes.
Which must be pronounced with like an alif. Nara.
Yes.
It's alif mat. But there was a rule that if we have a mad letter, either it is alif mad sound, either it's waw mad oo sound, or Yamad, E sound. If we have one of these sounds, plus Hamzatul Wasl, the word Allah starts with Hamzatul Wasl, right? Yes. Plus Hamzatul Wasl, you have to skip this E, oo sound, this long sound. Change it to short sound. Narallah, no. Narallah. Faster, short one. Narallah. Alright?
Yes.
And the next rule here is about the word Allah itself. So we said if the word Allah is preceded by a fatha sound or a dhamma sound, it means that if we have the word Allah, we look at the previous sound. If the previous sound or the previous harakat on the previous letter is a fatha or a dhamma, the word, the lam of the word Allah is pronounced heavily. You remember that?
Yes.
Narallah, this heavily. Narallah, law, law, not lah. Narallah. All right?
Yes.
And for example, we say Allahu, Allahu, or Allahumma salli ala, right? The word Allah and Allahumma, the letter of, the letter lam of the word Allah or Allahumma. So if there is a fatha sound or a dhamma sound before the word Allah, make sure you pronounce it with a heavy sound, okay? Allah, narallah. But if there is a kasra sound, you produce an sound, a light sound with the letter lam of the word Allah or Allahumma. Like what? When you start reading something, what do you say?
Bismillah.
Bismillah. There is a kasra, mi. Bismillah. La, there is a kasra sound. So you do not say Bismillahir Rahman. You say Bismillah. And you do not say Narallah. No, this is wrong. Narallah jahra. Alright? Jahratan tanween plus fa jahra. So if you stop here, tanween will be changed to sukun. And the letter ta marbuta will be changed to?
Ha.
Ha. Jahra. Then, fa akhadat kumusa'iqa. Okay, there is no difficult rule. وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ أَنْتُمْ نُنْ سَاكِينَ plus ta, rest of the letters?
Yes, إِخْفَى.
إِخْفَى, hide. Merge, change, hide, no rule. Which one?
Hide.
Hide. أَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ ظَى, rest of the letters. نُنْ سَاكِينَ plus ظَى, rest of the letters. Hide, merge, change, no rule. Which one?
Hide.
Hide again, yes. أَنْتُمْ تنظرون. So now with tajweed rules, let's listen to this ayah once.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذ قلتم يا موسى لن نؤمن لك حتى نرى الله جهرا فأخذتكم الصاعقة وأنتم تنظرون.
أحسنتم. So we've done this ayah is done as well, alhamdulillah. Make sure for the explanations and more details, refer to the tafsir books, okay, interpretations. And for the tajweed rules, listen again to this session, inshallah. Practice with us, you will learn. So, if you have any question, brother Hassan and Hussein?
No.
Anything to say to our brothers and sisters who are listening to us? No. Ask them to practice, inshallah, okay? To practice yes. Well, inshallah. So, see you, inshallah, in the coming session. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools Network. Stay with us. We will be here with you, inshallah, in the coming sessions. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alihi Muhammad wa ajil.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا
به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
The Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
Ya Mawlaya, fa kayfa yabqa fil adhab wa huwa yarju ma salafa min hilmik am kayfa tu'limuhu an-nar wa huwa ya'mulu fadlaka wa rahmatak. كيف يحرقه لهيبها وأنت تسمع صوته وترى مكانه أم كيف يشتمل عليه زفيرها وأنت تعلم ضعفا.
Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were discussing this excerpt of the Kumail supplication. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the commander of the believers, says, Ya Mawlai, fa kayfa yabqa fil adhab wa huwa yarju ma salafa min hilmik. My protector, how should he remain in the chastisement while he has hope for your previous clemency? Am kayfa tu'limuhu an-nar wa huwa ya'mulu fadlaka wa rahmatak? Or how should the fire cause him pain while he expects your bounty, your mercy? أَمْ كَيْفَ يُحْرِقُهُ لَهِيبُهَا وَأَنْتَ تَسْمَعُ صَوْتَهُ وَتَرَى مَكَانَهُ. Or how should its flames burn him while you hear his voice and see his place? Imam Ali alayhi salam continues, أَمْ كَيْفَ يَشْتَمِلُ عَلَيْهِ زَفِيرُهَا وَأَنْتَ تَعْلَمُ ضَعْفَ. How should its groaning encompass him while you know his weakness? أَمْ كَيْفَ يَتَقَلْقَلُ بَيْنَ أَطْبَاقِهَا وَأَنْتَ تَعْلَمُ صِدْقَهُ. Or how should he be convulsed among its levels while you know his sincerity? About this part of the supplication, we said that the mercy of his holy essence is so great that he grants great blessings for few acts of the servants on condition that they start the action, and they do not suffice with the supplication and dua. That is why the late Shaykh Sadu has narrated a strange tradition in his Thawabul A'mal, saying إِيَّاكُمْ wal-kasal from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Imam says, avoid dullness and laziness. And as we concluded in the previous episodes, we understood that it would not be correct to try to fathom prayer and dua independent of the norms of the Almighty Allah. There are some sunan and norms that Almighty Allah has for this universe, and supplication is one of those on condition that it is accompanied with action. We perceive the hand of Allah the Exalted. We perceive His mercy and bounties in all of our affairs. We perceive the will of Allah, His facilitation throughout our lives. So we are in need of Allah at every moment. We are totally in need of Him. And we have brought our indigence and need to Him and no one else. This is implied by this part of the Kumail supplication. أَمْ كَيْفَ يَشْتَمِلُ عَلَيْهِ زَفِيرُهَا وَأَنْتَ تَعْلَمُ ضَعْفَ. How should its groaning encompass him while you know his weakness? This supplicant has understood his own weakness and has brought his weakness towards the Almighty Allah. Because أَمْ كَيْفَ يَتَقَلْقَلُ بَيْنَ أَطْبَاقِهَا وَأَنْتَ تَعْلَمُ صِدْقَ. This word صِدْق, his sincerity, is mentioned by Imam Ali alayhi salam, meaning that he has understood and he believes that he himself has weakness, but yet he has brought his weakness towards the Lord of the worlds. This is one of those keys of being involved in Almighty Allah's mercy.
My Lord, then how could he remain in torment when he hopefully relies upon your past forbearance, compassion and mercy? And how can the fire cause him suffering when he hopes for your grace and mercy? And how can its roaring flames shower him when you hear his voice and see his plight?
Thank you, Allah, that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true. And we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So brothers and sisters, we are in need of Allah at every turn of our lives. We are destitute in the face of his mercy and his bounties, and we see his success, his guidance to all of us. So accordingly, we pray to him and he alone, and we take refuge in him, and he is only able to take charge of all of our affairs with uprightness. And we ask him not to leave us on our own, even for a moment. One of the best kinds of dua is that we ask him not to make us dependent on other than himself. However, there's one point in this, dear listeners. The like of this supplication that Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَأَنْتَ تَعْلَمُ صِدْقَ, does not necessarily mean that since we have asked Allah to take charge of our needs, because he is aware of our needs, this does not mean that we keep away our needs and affairs from the people. We should not employ the natural causes that operate in the universe. The true meaning of supplication, as we see in this part, it is accompanied with action. It implies that we should pray to Allah to make his need toward others in extension to his need toward him, the Exalted. To make our reliance on other than him in extension to our reliance on him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. To make our dealing with other than him in extension to our dealing with Allah. Not independent of him, or not in a parallel to our dependency on him, the Exalted. Because all the causes in this universe are first stage subservient to Allah. And he it is who has made them subservient to his creatures. So we must ask him and no one else. Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at English Radio at irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, don't let me go astray, cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close, close to you through
our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
Stand here so unafraid of everything around me, proudly I would say I am a Muslim. If you ask her why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away, proudly she would say I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed, smiling he would say, I am a Muslim.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God. Welcome to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. And sitting in the studio along with me, Sheikh Javid, well, the dear guest speaker in this program, Islamic Laws. Welcome to the program, Sheikh Javid.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Stay tuned. We'll be back. We are going to deal with an important subject of hijab according to the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. But let's listen to a short biography before we start our program.